We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel what my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Get back in the air!
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar. What would you do, sir?
We'll just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Brian, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching a saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
La, ba, boom, ba, la, ba, boom.
And now, here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Uh-oh.
This is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around. We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington. The Secretary of Defense has just said,
"Ain't that a shame?"
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron, part two. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world? And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't want the world to have and hope.
Hey, why don't you go back where you came from?
Don't be angry and drive me away.
We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote,
"You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes."
That was Pa Gherkin's record, Shoes. We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Professor Sir Cedric of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
Well, you see,
the motor cooled down, the heat went down.
That was Huckleberry's recording, The Motor Cooled Down.
This is John Cameron Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
On the foggy hill rock stood a crazy little demon blowing his top. Fire in his eyes and smoke from his head. You gotta be real cool to hear the words he said. He did a mama 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 mama. For the one he loved, so he had death on his mind, cause my demon let him go. Going around through the world till he understand his pain. Somebody help him get his demon home again. He did a that cat was mad. Yeah. ball hit. He made the moon back up, he even pushed back time. Took the fruity out of fruity, had the devil drinking wine. He did a That guy was mad. She finally got across to the crazy little demon that a woman still a boss. Down in the valley on the foggy hill rock, you can still hear the demon blowing his top. He did a night bought in afternoon. He even made leap year jump over the moon. He took the 4th of July and he put it in May. He took this morning, bought back yesterday. He did a
Hey, Jolly Green Giant, what's new besides ho, ho, ho?
Would you believe a rowboat with 3 leaky worms?
You heard about the Jolly Green Giant, Tito. He's so big and mean. Marty Jones Arms stands there laughing with his hands on his hip. And then he hits you with a can of beans. He lives down in his valley.
Spinach.
The cat stands tall. But he ain't no prize. There's no women his size. And that's why the cat's so mean. One day left is very bad. I mean to say, this cat was mad. Now looking round, he wasn't gone long. And then he ran into an Amazon. Well, this changed his whole complexion. Broccoli, he had never seen such beautiful sight. Well, he looked at her, and she looked at him, and she almost passed out from fright. He looked at her, thought, what a dilly. He touched her once, she slapped him silly. Now, this was something he'd never seen. He looked at her, and she commenced. Now, listen, pal, this ain't no fluke. I can't see going with a big green coupe. Heard about the Jolly Green Giant. Don't let his troubles cross your mind. Corn couldn't get salad, so went back to his valley. The cat was a color blind.
Sorry about that, Chief.
Crazy beauty just to stop me dead. Well, a little green man think of a real hip cat, rocking and rolling to the crazy flats. They brought out a sax and they started to blow. They brought out the drums and they crazy beauty just to stop me dead. Well, I come out of hiding and I started to rock. A little green man taught me how to do the bop. They were 3 foot high, they had a few bars. Roll, couldn't understand the thing they said about my crazy baby just to stop me dead.
How do you do? We shake hands, state your name and business. You go through life and never know the day when fate may bring a situation that will prove to be embarrassing. Your face gets red, you hide your head and wish that you could die. But that's old fashioned, here's a new thing you should really try. Say, how do you do? We shake hands, shake hands, shake hands. Say, how do you do? We shake hands, state your name and business.
You introduce your girlfriend to your very special beau, and then he doesn't call you, and the next thing that you know, you see them both a-walking down the street as big as life. And when he says, my dear, I'd like to have you meet my wife, say, how do you do and shake hands?
Shake hands, shake hands. Say, how do you do and shake hands? State your name and business.
You know, folks, I took my girlfriend on a date. We had so much fun that I forgot to bring her home until it was way, way after one. Her father waited at the door as angry as could be. Well, I've had that happen lots of times, so take this tip from me. Say, how do you do and shake hands?
Oh, shake hands, oh, shake hands. Say, how do you do and shake hands? State your name and business.
While at the wedding of some folks you hardly know by sight, you're in a conversation with a lady on your right. You say you think the bride's a mess of face she ought to hide, and then you find you're talking to the mother of the bride. Say, how do you do and shake and shake and shake and
how do you do and shake and state your name and business.
While walking through a cemetery very late at night, you find that you're confronted by a figure dressed in white. And though the blood inside your veins is quickly turned to ice, why, everything'll be okay if you'll just take my advice. Say, how do you do and shake hands?
Shake hands, shake hands. How do you do and shake hands? State your name and business.
A handshake and a happy greeting's mighty hard to beat.
So at the risk of boring you, we're going to repeat.
Remember in the future that no matter what you do,
there's one way to get out of any mess you get into.
Oh, I say, how do you do? We shake hands, shake hands, shake hands. How do you do? We shake hands, state your name and business. How do you do? We shake hands, shake hands, shake hands. How do you do? We shake hands, state your name and business. How do you do? We shake hands.
Well, hello again, little people, and welcome to my private jungle. This is KBC, and you are listening to yet another edition of the Bit Slap. And today we're going to bring you a bunch of non-hit singles. More singles from my pile in the corner, which is still quivering from the last time. We started with Buchanan and Goodman. That was the Flying Saucer. That's the one that started it all for Dickie Goodman. He never did recover after that. He and his partner, Bill Buchanan, had a whole bunch of those break-ins. And of course, Dickie, legendary for just that reason. And you can look up Dickie Goodman in Wikipedia, and you'll get a list of all the songs that he used here, as well as a very long and very detailed discography, and there won't be a quiz. Following that, Screamin' Jay Hawkins' Little Demon, that was the flip side of his biggest hit, I Put a Spell on You, most noted for the fact that he sang it while stinking drunk and couldn't even remember the words the next day. But it was a hit anyway. And then the Royal Guardsmen, the Jolly Green Giant, they're from Ocala, Florida. Their biggest hit, of course, Snoopy and the Red Dragon. And they stuck with that Snoopy thing till it killed them. and they lately did something called Snoopy versus Osama. And this is their cover of a 1965 Kingsman hit. Kingsman, of course, gave us Louie Louie, the popular one. And then we heard Flying Saucer Rock and Roll from Billy Lee Riley and his Little Green Men. It was the first of many hits for Billy Lee on Sun Records, February of 1957. And backing up on piano is Jerry Lee Lewis. And Sam was so impressed with Jerry Lee Lewis that he neglected promotion for Billy Lee in favor of Jerry Lee, and Billy left Sun for his own label. He died of colon cancer a couple of weeks back, August 2nd of this year. And then we heard How Do You Do and Shake Hands from Betty Hutton, Tony Martin, Phil Harris, and Dinah Shore. That's originally from the Disney movie Alice in Wonderland. That was sung by Tweedledork and Tweedletwit, and has been covered by all kinds of people since then. So, stick around. We got all kinds of unusual singles and flip sides. If you want to get a hold of me, it's kbcradio@hotmail.com. And other than that, you can also check out my playlist page. You passed it on the way in to get to this thing, and you'll find out a lot more information about what you're hearing. Okay? Sounds like a plan. I'll be back in a bit, and in the meantime, you're on your own. Look out for that spider.
Dark in here. Ambrose, where are you? Oh, Ambrose, hold my hand.
Ambrose, Ambrose, something's vibrating. The walls are shaking. Ambrose, we can't go on like this. Why can't we sit in the park like other boys and girls? Why do we have to walk in the subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, when you grow up, why don't you be a doctor? You don't want to be a doctor? You want to be a disc jockey? Oh, Ambrose, you can't spend the rest of your life avoiding responsibilities. Ambrose, how many times have you been in love? Can't you ever be serious?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, if I gave you my picture, would you carry it in your wallet? Well, if I gave you a wallet, would you? I'll put some money in it. What do you mean, how much? Honest, Ambrose, it's not that I didn't want to have the party at my house. I couldn't. My mommy wouldn't let me. She's ashamed. We haven't got a colored telephone. Ambrose, what was that? Oh, Ambrose, I've asked you a million times. Why do we have to walk in a subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, Ambrose, maybe you'd like me better if I peroxide my hair like Eloise. 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 You know Eloise, your mother. You wouldn't like me peroxided.
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, Ambrose, just think.
Well, every time I try to kiss my baby, I get the hiccup. Well, every time I try to kiss my baby, I get the hiccup. Well, my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake, my whole inside starts to quiver and quake. Because a hiccup, well, oh my, the way she thrills me, well, I love her so much, it almost kills me. Well, my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake, my whole inside starts to give her a wave. Now my baby won't give me a day, because a hiccup, oh yes, yes. I got the hiccups. Well, oh my, the way she thrills me. Well, I love her so much, it almost killed me. But when my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake, my whole inside starts to quiver and quake. Now my baby wanna give me a date, because a hiccup. Well, oh my, doggone these doggone hiccups. Oh, doggone. Oh, heck.
Do that again.
Do 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 do
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Was the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take? Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Do 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 bo.
Gow,
all out the bells of the lover hover. He ride a hoodie with a slumber number. All out the bells of the lover hover. He ride a hippin' in a hubble hub. How long is something that a jigger want?
The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Do, 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 bom. Cow, cow, loving the blubber, lover. I love the sun, never love a do. He ride a talker like a lover, do. I love the sun, never zip a do. All hell to men, took a lover, lover. He ride a one, a devil, lover, lover. All hell to men, took a lover, lover. Laying down and up in the lover, do. He ride a slipper to hubble, lover.
The other day, I ate a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Do, 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 bom.
Cow, cow, loving the blubber, lover. I'll ride a ricky-ticky hubble, lover. I love the one, never zip a do. He ride a living in the hubble, lover. I'll ride a hubble, never one, never. He ride a one, never record, lover. All hell to hell, take a lover, lover. Laying down a one, never zip a do. He ride a hubble, never gun, never.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do, 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 bom.
Cow, cow,
just play the magic record and make all your dreams come true. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of love over you.
If you're holding hands with someone when the magic record plays, you'll both be bound together through all your live long days. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of
so gather round me, all you lovers. When you hear that little bell, you know that here and now I'll cast the magic spell. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast the spell of love over you. Magic record.
She was all alone and blue. Then she heard the magic record. It made all her dreams come true. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast a spell of love over you.
So gather round me, all you lovers. When you hear that little bell, you know that here and now I'll cast the magic spell. Oh,
Gucci, I'm a giggly goo. I cast
and kick your toe. Oh, daddy, lolo, daddy, lolo, lolo.
the moon. Shine up a missile and head this soon. Let's blow, yeah, let's blow.
Shouting along the ring,
rock and
the king.
I'm the monster rock and roll.
He's the monster rock and roll.
Is the thingamajig that turns the doodad, that drives the gimmick, that runs the gadget, that spins the what's-its, that flips the gizmo, that makes the wheels of love go round and round and round. Oh, what is the thingamajig that starts the motor, that puts the beam on, that lights the love light, turns the dream on, and when you're walking, you kind of wonder why your feet don't touch the ground. It's just a little kiss from you to show me what a kiss can do, and every time your lips meet mine, my heart goes bumpity bump 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 bumpity bump bump bumpity bump bump. Your kiss was the thingamajig that turned the doodad, that drove the gimmick, that ran the gadget, that spun the what's-its, that flipped the gizmo, that set the wheels of sweet romance in motion, turned romance into devotion, made me fall in love with you. It's just a little kiss from you to show me what a kiss can do, and every time your lips meet mine, my heart goes bubbly bump 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 bubbly bump bump bubbly bump bump. Your kiss was the thingamajig that turned the doodad, that drove the gimmick, that ran the gadget, that spun the watches, that flipped the gizmo, set the wheels of sweet romance in motion, turned romance into devotion, made me fall in love with you.
They whisper it all over Turkey. Pachalafaka, pachalafaka. It sounds so romantic and perky. Oh, I know that phrase will make me thrill always, for it reminds me of you, my sweet. Just the mention of that tender word of love gives my heart a jerkish, Turkish beat. I won't say si bon or l'amour toujours, for they can't express what I'm feeling. Even Mersey dotes or other foreign quotes don't seem to be quite so appealing. But Pachalafaka, Pachalafaka takes me back with you to passionate desert scenes. And it's there we'll stay till the very day we find out what Pachalafaka means. We find out what Pachalafaka.
Oh,
the cafeteria with you. My heart will overflow with pride when your tray and mine are side by side. I know that we won't make a fuss when a couple share the table with us. They're only having coffee and pie, so we'll soon be alone, you and I. I'll write on my paper napkin as I hide a shy little grin, but you'll see the words I love you when I wipe the gravy off my chin. Our little secret will be out when the diners hear me proudly shout, make it just one check instead of two in the cafeteria with you. Diners hear me proudly shout, make it just one check instead of two in the cafeteria with you, you, only you.
Whoa, slow down. Alrighty. You know what we're doing here. We're sitting around playing a bunch of records like we used to do back in high school. Hanging around with our friends, drinking beer, smoking pot. You remember how to do that, right? We don't do that anymore, though, because we're old and decrepit, and it's... in a lot of ways, it's still George Bush's America. But don't get me started. Speaking of starting, we heard 13 Women from Bill Haley and the Comets. And that was actually the A-side of one of the biggest hits of all time. You know which one it is. Just think of Richie Cunningham. After that, Ambrose, Part 5. And no, there were no other parts. It was just Part 5. That was Linda Lori. And Linda was a high school student from Brooklyn when she wrote this. And she does both of the voices. And she's written a whole bunch of songs. And you can find some of them on my playlist page. After that, Hiccups from Roddy Jackson. George Roderick Jackson to you. And he was a California teenager when they plucked him off the street, made him a rock and roll star. He had three singles on the Specialty label, produced by Sonny Bono. And this was the biggest hit of all, along with the flip side, Moose on the Loose, one of the greatest songs ever written. And then from the Chips, Rubber Biscuit, you remember that one from the Blues Brothers. The Magic Record was the New Tornadoes from Philadelphia, about 1959 on the Carlton label. Yes, you would have seen them on the bandstand. Daddy Lolo, after that, Ghanim's Asia Minor. Asia Minors, a bunch of them there. On East West Records, which was a division of Atlantic. And that was an Armenian star, oud player, named Chick Ghanimian, who came over here to make it big. Wonder how that worked out for him. After that, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and Float. Hank wrote The Twist in 1959, but I had to sit back and watch Chubby Checker rake in all the money. I'm sure he's doing fine, except that he died in 2003, of course. The Monster Rock and Roll was Billy Ford and the Thunderbirds. That was on Swan Records, the flip side of La Di Da, a hit for Billy and Lily, written by Bob Crewe and Frank Slay Jr. And then the Playmates, the Thingamajig from 1958 on Roulette Records. They had a huge hit with Beep Beep. And they were one of the first groups to sign with the Roulette label. Earl Brown after that, Pachalafika, wherein we wonder what Pachalafika means. Apparently it means a transvestite, or at least a Turkish woman with a mustache. Song written by Irving Taylor in about 1958. And after that, In a Cafeteria with You, featuring Earl Brown again with Alan Davis and Joe Pryor. That was the flip side of that song. All right, so we got more songs for you. I was only kidding about smoking pot. We don't do that anymore, do we? Okay, just so you understand. Anyway, more singles. Enjoy. Enjoy.
undecided if you lose and excuse me. Yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. My home on one bread. Yeah, put some mustard on my head. I'm a chili dog for you, a nudist who came in to use the ball.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Gimme that,
open my bag of goodies now and see what I got.
Dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? It's Good News Week. Lots of blood in Asia now. They butchered off the sacred cow. They've got a lot to eat. It's Good News Week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains and metal brains to keep us from the heat. Contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's Good News Week. Lots of blood in Asia now. They butchered off the sacred cow. They got the lot to eat.
This is a protest against protesters.
Fearless cowards of the USA, bravely here, at home they stay. They watch their friends get shipped away. The draft dodgers of the Yellow Beret, yellow streaks up and down their spines. Men who gladly stay behind. They won't fight for the USA. They fought hard for a Yellow Beret. Men who faint at the sight of blood. Their high-heeled boots weren't meant for mud. The draft board will hear their sob stories today. Only the best in the Yellow Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Yellow Beret has met his fate. He's been drafted for marching in a protest, leaving her his last request. Put a yellow streak down my son's back. Make sure that he never ever fights back. At his physical, have him say he's gay. Have him win the Yellow Beret. The Yellow Beret.
You can't take me. I've got a sore feet, and I got a bad back, and I'm allergic to everything, and I have asthma, and look at that hangnail, and I got a pimple on my trigger finger, and besides, I know it's my injured colleagues, but I'm just starting to learn. Well, we were planning on having children sometime soon. My dad.
The Yellow Beret. Yeah, the Yellow Beret.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Yellow Beret, baby.
Oh, yeah.
The Yellow Beret. Oh,
now, yeah, now, now.
The Yellow Beret, baby.
Looks like a Zimmerman.
Scowling black, good Captain Clack must eat his humble pie. His bed is made, the colors fade, his eyes once wet and dry. The naked muse who sits and chews tobacco off a tree moves his shoes, gives way to booze and searches endlessly.
Jungle like sick as aphrodisiac, causing raping forestry. Oh, I lost my weather vane, and since I have one gray, I've gone sensitive to clarity.
Must eat his humble pie. His bread is made, the colors fade, his eyes once wet up.
So you think you see a pussycat you'd like to pet? You start to come on strong to see how far you'll get. You feed the pussycat that I'm a tiger lie. You don't know that you're messing with 99. 99.
You brag about your motorboat and Cadillacs, how you cheated about a million on your income tax. It is until they slap you with a great big fine that you know that you've been messing with. An olive buddy, that's a microphone. You're a foreign spy who wants to come in from the cold, and you've never been uncovered, you're so self-controlled. But when they find your body floating down the Rhine, that's a lesson don't go messing with. 99 You're the highest paid informer for a Balkan state. On your night off, you invite her for a dinner date. But when she freshens up, you'll end up unemployed. 'Cause that ain't a lipstick, buddy. That's a Polaroid. So listen, tigers, this is what it's all about. A pussycat will get you if you don't watch out. Though she may send shivers running down your spine, she is doing her caressing with a tiny Smith and Wesson, and that means that you've been messing with
scared by those rats in my room. I would rather have some rats in my room instead of all those awful rats in my room. Rats in my room. Every day I've got more rats in my room. Yes, I better get some cats in my room so they can handle all those rats in my room. Cheese! Oh, I'd love to taste some cheese. I could accomplish that with ease. Except my cupboard's always empty and bare because those dirty little rats have been there. I need those rats in my room. I can face them, all those rats in my room. I'm afraid that I'll go bats in my room because of all those nasty rats in my room.
I am a fine musician, I practice every day, and people come from miles around just to hear me play. My trumpet, they love to hear my trumpet. Ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ta.
I am a fine musician and I get lots of pay, 'cause people throw me pennies every time I play. My tuba, they love to hear my tuba. Oompa, 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 oompa. I am a fine musician, my music is so gay, and everybody dances when they hear me play. My trombone, they love to hear my trombone. La ra 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 ra.
I am a fine musician, that's what the people say, and all the children follow me when they hear me play. My piccolo, they love to hear my piccolo.
We all are fine musicians, we practice every day, and if you'd like to play with us, we'll show you the way. Come join us, just take a part and join us. Come join us, just take a part and join us.
Get on with it. Come on. I'm running out of time here. I can't be... Okay. Thank you. Give them an inch and they take a mile. All right. We're running out of time here. The last set of singles here. We started with Jim Stafford, and that was Undecided, the single version. There was also an album version. You know him best for Spiders and Snakes and the Swamp Witch, the story of Blackwater Hattie. After that, Give Me That Ding from the Pipkins. The Pipkins were Tony Burrows and Roger Greenaway. That was their only hit. After that, Hedgehoppers Anonymous. It's Good News Week. The only thing I could find about them is that their lead singer's name was Mike Tinsley, who had a solo career going for himself for a while. Following that, the Beach Bums featuring a very young Bob Seger. That was the Yellow Beret from 1966. They yanked that one off the market right away because they thought they were going to get sued by Sergeant Barry Sadler. I don't think he was sued him. I think he would have come after him, you know. And then after that, too, from something called By a Group Called Boston. That's what it says on the record. We heard Elagen Schmerl, whatever the hell that means. I don't know what they're talking about. And then the Ode to Bobby, a tribute to hockey player Bobby Orr. And like I said, that's what it says on the record, so I'm not going to argue. After that, Procol Harum, Good Captain Clack, one of their more obscure things from some flip side somewhere. Messing with 99 was Barbara Feldon, the original Agent 99. She's 77 now, and she looks great, I'm telling you. And then Ragtime Cowboy Joe was the Chipmunks. That was the third single from their very first record called Let's Sing with the Chipmunks. All together now. After that, Eleanor Shaw, When We're Living on Top of the Moon. Not much info on her, but she did make a few singles. And then Rats in My Room from Leona Anderson, which was written by Tony Borello and was on Horrible Records. And then the musicians from Tony Martin, Betty Hutton, Phil Harris, and Dinah Shore, same group we heard before, written by Tom Paul Glazer and Charles Green in 1951. And we got a mystery cut coming up for you, which is a real mystery. You're going to have to check out the playlist page for this. In the meantime, I'll see you again next week with more levity. And a reminder, you want to get a hold of me, it's kbcradio@hotmail.com. And I want you to go out and dig up your singles and play them for your friends.
Just across a lover's mountain, down a road that's twisted and torn, there lies a valley that's half forgotten now, where my cares and troubles were born. Won't you take me to the valley? The only one I ever loved, and I sure need a place to stay. Sadness built the valley, yes, and sorrow started the road. You know that loneliness waits way up on that mountain. On that mountainside, oh, just to guide my soul.